We've got to take a little break, but we're going to be back with a track that you probably recognise from the Allman Brothers, but it's not the Allman Brothers playing it. It sounds a bit like The Shadows, but it's not them either. The track's called Jessica. Keep your ears open for it. It's coming up in a minute. So, that's Jessica, but it's not by The Shadows, believe it or not, although it sounds very much like it. It is, in fact, the bootleg Shadows. And Guy walked into our studio earlier today, and he says, "Hi, I'm with the bootleg Shadows." I'm sort of thinking, well, I'd be remiss if I didn't get him in to have a chat. So, Jeff Bierpark from the bootleg Shadows.
How do you do?
Good
to meet you, Matt.
So, yeah, bootleg Shadows then. How did that come about? How did the band start?
Cool. Well, going back to 2004, mm-hmm. and the real Shadows had just completed their final tour. There was a couple of Midlanders that had the idea of forming a tribute band.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't in it at the start, but I've done about 14 odd years.
Right.
So there were two guitarists before me.
Mm.
But, you know, 20 years in the same tribute band, we've got the same keyboard player. He's the one original in the band.
Right.
He carries the gear in as well, so it's very useful for him to be there.
Oh, that's always a good bonus. Someone who carries your gear for you.
So that's how it started, and I think I got the call on my mobile, and it was a guy that was a sound engineer, and he asked me, you know, if I was interested, knowing that I lived where I do, and this was kind of a Midland-based band. And I thought, you know what, I've always wanted to be in a Shadows tribute band. I'll go for it. So I surprised him by saying yes, and then went for an audition. There were two guys, as well as myself, that were trying out for that particular night. But I got the call the following morning saying, yeah, are you sure you want to join us? Because you're in Portsmouth. What you doing? You're going to be travelling all over the place. So I thought, well, yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah.
Let's go for it.
Yeah. Especially when it's music that you love. And if you've been in a tribute band for, what was it, 14 years, you must love the music.
Yeah, always have. It goes back quite a way, really. I suppose from when I heard my cousin's band, and that was late 60s, I was probably about 12 or something, and they did a couple of instrumental numbers, and I thought, do you know what? Oh, I love the sound of that guitar.
Mm.
And something actually gets you in music, doesn't it? And that was moment when I thought, that's what I really want to do. I really wanted to learn the guitar. So one acoustic guitar later, about a year later, and a chord book. There wasn't any YouTube back then. So it was like playing with the record player, playing along to the radio.
Yeah.
No music lessons whatsoever. So I learnt to play by ear.
Mm.
And that was the way it happened.
Yeah.
And so I'm very grateful that I'm actually still doing it today. The same three chords.
Yeah. Well, I suppose there's only three chords, it makes it a bit easier to learn. but so you get your 45 RPM single, play it on 33, slow it down, you see.
Yeah.
But then, of course, the key changes.
Well, there you go. And you could do the same with 33 and the third LPs, down to 16, whatever it was.
So you have to have a really good record player for that one.
Well, I was fortunate enough back in the day, and that's how you could actually learn very, very slowly.
Yeah.
In the same key.
Yes, because of course it's half the speed, so it's virtually identical key.
Yeah. That's a technical thing.
Yeah. And then when you want to learn some speed metal, you crank up to 78 and off you go.
That's what I do now.
That's what you do now. So let's have another listen to one of the tracks you got then. You picked out one, Fanfare. What's this one then?
I don't know. Fanfare for the Common Man.
Fanfare for the Common Man.
Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
Right.
Now, being in a Shad's tribute band, yes, of course we do all the hits of the Shadows. And they had many, and a few with Cliff as well. But we do like to put in something, especially for our keyboard player, who I mentioned before, Binky. Tony Binky Bayliss, and he's one of the originals, and he came up with this idea saying, how about a keyboard instrumental? And we thought, why not? Let's feature him. He's at the back anyway. I'll move out the way. He can be in the spotlight.
Yeah. It's great when other members of the band get to have be in the spotlight as well, isn't it? When you're in the rhythm section, because I know being a bass player, in the rhythm section, you're kind of hidden away most of the time.
Yeah. It's nice. So, yeah, he's... we learnt it, and we do that for a little bit, and then we go into Time Is Tight.
Right.
By Booker T and the MGs. Again, not a Shad's track, but we enjoy doing that one as well.
So that's Fanfare for the Common Man. It's a wonderful sound. It must be great to see you guys live, and I understand you're over the Isle of Wight soon.
We are over the Isle of Wight very, very soon, at the end of the month. It's on the 28th of September.
That's Sunday, isn't it?
It's a Sunday, yeah. We're doing the Medina Theatre, Isle of Wight.
Oh, that'd be good. It's a lovely theatre.
It's a great theatre. Mm. Yeah, we play on the floor and the seats come down to the floor. So it's like an inside amphitheatre, I suppose. Mm. We've done it a few times now. Always go down well. But we could do with a few more bums on seats.
Wow. Absolutely, that's what it's all about. I don't think you'll have any trouble filling that, though, because I mean, it's a great band.
Thank you.
And I think that, I think Shadows sound as well. It's very unique. I can't actually think of any other bands that sound like the Shadows that aren't doing Shadows covers.
Yeah. It was a thing at the time, going back to the 60s, where there was a fair few instrumentals in the chart.
Mm.
It lasted for a particular time, as do most fads in music, but I think by about 1965-66 that had kind of stopped. And then that was the almost the psychedelic kind of era, flower power that came along after that. So there are always starts and finishes, but I think the people through nostalgia remember the good halcyon days of maybe the early 60s and seeing the Shadows with their red guitars and the way they kind of walked and danced on stage, those to the steps, the Shad steps. And it remains in people's memories, and when they see us, they think, what are they doing?
So, well, you can tell me whether this is true or not, then, because I've had a bit of a rumour that apparently whenever people do gigs for the Shadows, you have to put the chalk marks on the floor so you know where to step. Now, is this true?
Well, I think we've gone with that. I put chalk marks on the end of my guitar sometimes for the frets. No, I don't. No. but on the floor, no, I think we kind of line up and we do the steps.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So if you're over the Isle of Wight and you fancy coming along to see us on Sunday the 28th, you'll see us walking as well as playing at the same time. We do that shuffle from side to side.
Yep.
And then we do the quite complicated one where you go left and then you cross your legs over, and somehow it all works in a four-step routine.
I watch them doing that and I get confused as to where your legs go.
My legs get confused as well.
Yeah. Yeah, but you've been doing it for 14 years,
But you look at the other person next to you and think, am I doing that right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Must be.
Well, it works.
It works.
So you must be doing it wrong.
It works. Don't change it. It works.
So where can we get tickets? Or is it just a turn up?
Tickets. It's obviously at the L1 Medina Theatre box office.
Right.
So it's on their website.
Yep.
All details are on our website as well, which is bootlegshadows.co.uk.
Right.
And we are very active on social media.
Yes.
Or I am.
You teach people how to dance.
There are dancing lessons. Actually, we could offer that in, as part of the merch.
There you go.
What an opportunity that would be.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. We have had people actually up at the end of FBI, which is what we finish with. Mm-hmm. And it's the only way, actually, we can get a standing ovation is to get people up beforehand to do the steps. And the air guitars. The air guitars come out.
See, all the secrets are coming out now.
Yeah. Well, if you don't have an air guitar, there's always one underneath your seat.
That's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true. I almost tripped over one the other day. So, let's have one last track then. But I'll let you pick then. We could have FBI or what's the other one? Rise and Fall of, and I'm not going to try and say this because I know I'll get it wrong.
Okay. Well, how about The Rise and Fall of Flingle Bunt?
Flingle Bunt. So I'm going to be very careful saying that.
Yes. Or you get arrested.
I get arrested if I say it wrong. Yeah. Or Ofcom will throw us off air. Well, thanks ever so much for coming in and chatting to us. It's been great.